This is our returning champion, Brian Pizer from Chicago, Illinois. Stand by to see Brian play for a luxurious Canadian holiday valued at $5,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there, David and Greg. Got you guys out there. Hello there.
Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let us welcome back our champion, Brian Pizer. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again. I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Well, you passed on the motorbike that you could have walked away with on the last show for $3,000. You got $55 in the bank. Not a lot. You need another $120 and the win for the trip to Canada. You need both. Got to keep winning, and you got to get enough money. Then you can have that $5,000 trip. But I must say, one of the reasons that you are down is that you picked up a lot of things along the way. You've got a bicycle built for two, right? A medical metal detector, a sofa. Not bad in cash on our last show, just on the Fame Game and Instant Bargains, $1,200 in cash.
Great.
Over $2,500, and that's without taking a big profit. Not bad. Are you ready to go again?
I think I'm ready, Jim.
Good luck. Fine champion. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, the lady in purple. I like it.
Very
you
bold.
Like colorful outfits.
I love colorful outfits. I'm a very bold person.
Yes.
Very bold.
Boldly introduce the challengers.
She has an incurable interest. Originally from Springfield, Illinois, let's hear it for Judy Sainer.
Hi there, Judy.
And he's a comedy screenwriter from Los Angeles, California. Help cheer on Jim Hertzfeld.
Hello there, Jim. You'll have some bold leasing bargains for us. Oh, that's your little W. All right. Jim, you are a comedy screenwriter.
That's right, Jim. I recently wrote a rags-to-riches comedy about the rock video world, and hopefully it'll be in production this summer.
Oh, well, that's terrific. Maybe we'll bring you luck, because I remember we had a young fellow. He hung around here for a while, a curly-haired fellow, and I said, where is the curly hair? Remember, I said, where is the curly-haired guy? And Dan Petrie Jr. left, because he wrote his first screenplay, Beverly Hills
right,
Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop.
So he doesn't have to come around much anymore. He's counting his money. Maybe it'll bring you luck, too. Nice to have you here. Judy, you have an incurable interest.
It's an addiction for baseball, and last year I got to work for the Olympics and be at the baseball venue, my favorite stadium, all summer and had a wonderful time.
Oh, that had to be a lot of fun. Being
great.
Part of that Olympics had to be fun, too.
It was fabulous.
Good to have you here as
Thank
well, Judy. You all know how to do it. The player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, gets to do some great shopping. We'll start all three of you off with $20, and this question gets you gone. For decades now, what comedian has been known by the nickname Uncle Milty? Jim?
That's Milton Berle.
Milton Berle it is. $5 for the correct answer, and Jim goes to $25. What color hair does a carrot top have? Brian.
That's red hair, Jim.
That is indeed red. The champion has heard from, and he goes to 25 as well. Name the area of fortune telling in which the examination of Jim?
Polygrams.
Oh, examination of lines and marks on the human hand is used to foretell the future. Palmistry, palm reading, anything like that. Quick buzzer cost you. You lose $5. Back down to 20. Sorry about that. In the adage, heaven helps him who helps. Brian?
Himself.
Himself it is, as Brian beats Jim and Judy to the buzzer and goes to 30. In bowling, what do you call it when it takes two shots to get Jim?
That's a spare.
Get all 10 pins down in two? Yeah, you call it a spare. I call it lucky when I do. Jim goes back up to 25. But it is time now for an instant bargain. The player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise. Brian, you have a $5 lead. The opportunity to add this to your winnings.
Brian, you'll never be far from the action with this fabulous miniature color TV. Weighs just 8 ounces, is completely portable, and features a liquid crystal screen from Futuretronics. This great TV is normally priced at $499. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Well, that is incredible. My goodness. That is wonderful. Did you see the size of that, Brian? It is beautiful. Perfect television, $499 for just six. Well, you've got a $5 lead. I love ties. Everybody knows that. So I'll knock a dollar off the price. I'll give you this $499 color TV for the value of one question, and you would be in a tie with Jim.
It's real tempting, Jim.
Going once, going twice, and no sale. He was tempted, but just tempted. A young voice out there said, buy it, Brian.
I almost did.
Back with us. What product are you buying if you look at the octane number? Brian.
That's gasoline.
Gasoline is exactly what it is. Brian goes to 35. Yes. You look at the octane numbers, either gasoline or very cheap wine. In which of the arts is Antonio Vivaldi? Brian?
That's music or opera?
Music, opera composing, anything like that. And you add another five going to 40. Yeah. What special term is used for the murder of one's own brother? Brian?
That's homicide?
Nope. The special term is fratricide. Fratricide for the brother, and you lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Well, it is time now for the fame game as the players try for a pick of the board. A lot of information. They're playing not for dollars, but for a pick of that board. Looking for a famous place. I am a Midwestern city founded in 1796 by a surveyor and named after him. I lie on Lake Erie, and my harbor is... Brian?
Erie?
Nope. Incorrect. Break for the challengers. The champion is out of the rest of the question. I said you're playing for a pick of the board, so you stay at 35, but we'll clear the board. Continue for Jim and Judy. I lie on Lake Erie. Jim?
Oh, Cleveland.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Wow. Well, Jim, there are nine numbers up there on the board, wonderful things behind them, and you pick which one you want, and you've got it.
Let me see. Number five.
And behind number five, we have a pager. Page command, people pager. You may beat children home, used for handicapped persons, home security, or panic keeper. To operate, plug it in. Page command furnished by Linear Communications.
Very nice. Almost $300. That's a neat prize. That, of course, is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game, Jim. We'll get back to the game in a moment. Yeah, you might have been thrown that Cleveland was not named after President Grover Cleveland, but after the surveyor, I think it was Moses Cleveland. We will be right back. Well, the champion in the lead, Ryan's at 35, Jim at 25, Judy at 20. Back to business. What plant of the mint family is named for its bizarre... Brian?
Julep.
Oh, bizarre effect on cats. Catnip. Catnip. Quick buzzer costs the champion. Loses another five. The woman in the title of this Beatles hit was buried along with her name, Brian.
Eleanor Rigby.
And nobody came. Eleanor Rigby it is. This time the good anticipation pays off. The champion is back to 35. From the French verb to touch comes a fencing term indicating... Judy?
Touché.
Touché, that's right. It indicates a hit. Judy goes to 25. Yes. It's touché if you hit him in the front. If you hit him in the derriere, and the derriere is touché, right? So you get another five, Judy. In the human body, this important nerve carries signals from the eye's retina to the back of the brain. Brian?
The optic nerve?
Optic nerve it is. On a toughie, Brian goes to 40. Yes. It's a bargain, and again, Brian, you can buy. You didn't want to buy the last time, but now your lead is $15. Can we interest you in this?
Brian, there's no mystery about this gift from the Orient. A gorgeous oriental rug of 100% wool pile in luxurious colors and designs. Furnished by Emser International, this beautiful rug is normally priced at $920. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Beautiful rug. Brian, as I remember, you're getting into production now. Yes, incidentally, we've got to get you together with Jim. Maybe he's got a screenplay for you as a producer. But we've got a rug for your office. I mean,
real
that's
nice rug.
Great. $920 rug for $11. You've got a $15 lip. Jim and Judy are shaking their heads. Yes, you should buy
they
it.
They would.
You would have a $4 lead if you bought it. You didn't want to buy before, Brian.
Awfully
so
close.
I will give you... One, two, $300 in cash to go with it. $1,220 bargain for $11. You would still have a $4 lead for the rug and $300. Going once.
Going once.
All right, enjoy that rug. Enjoy the cash.
Thank you.
Sale surprise right. As well. Oh, great time to buy. You've got my $300, you've got the rug, and also you've got yourself one, two, three, four, $500
right.
More
thank
in
you.
Cash. Hey, hang on to that for Brian. $800 in cash, $920 rug for just $11. And as we knock it off your score, you're still in the lead by $4. Less than a question that separates the three players. From what enormous mammal do we get ambergris? Jim.
Elephant?
Nope. Used in making expensive perfumes. That comes from whales.
Oh.
Comes from whales. Oh, that's the first time you heard that one, right? Jim goes down to 20, losing five. In which war were American troops commanded by General William Westmoreland? Jim?
It was Vietnam.
It was indeed Vietnam, and you got that $5 right back. Yes. In what European capital city can you visit the historic hill known as the Acropolis? Brian?
That's Athens.
Athens is the city. You're right. Number five for Brian, going over the $30 mark again. The current chairman of Eastern Airlines once circled the moon as the commander, Brian?
Borman.
Frank Borman it is. Apollo 8 mission. Good job on that one, and Brian goes to 39. What part of the human body is the subject of the study of hematology?
Jim.
That's the blood.
It is indeed the blood. You are right, and Jim goes to 30. Second place all to himself. Talking about the blood, and this is true, we find these things out. A laboratory in California was offering allergy blood tests by mail. An FDA investigator sent in a sample of cow's blood to check. Well, not only didn't the lab detect that it wasn't human blood, but the results showed that it had 28 different allergic reactions, one of which was to cow's milk. That is utterly ridiculous. We'll be right back. Our producer, George Vosburgh, said that I milked that story about the cow, which is worse than mine there. Incidentally, the audience, everybody generally conceded, Brian, you should have bought that TV. They all love that little TV. But you bought enough things, you know, that you have $4,200 in cash and prizes so far.
Wow. That's
doing great. Brian at 39. Jim is just $9 behind at 30. Judy not out of it at 25. Certainly not out of it with a $15 money card up there on the board someplace. Get you up, get you into the lead, Judy, if you can find it. But you got to get control with the correct answer as we look for a famous person. I was born in the Bronx in 1942. While other boys played ball, I sketched and sewed and eventually became a fashion designer for Jim?
Calvin Klein.
You are right. With very little information. Wow. Well, Jim, can you take advantage of it now?
I have my mind set on lucky number 7.
And behind number 7, we have $5.
And you find a money card. Not a big money card, but it is a money card that we add to your score, getting you to 35. You're within $4 of Brian. That 10 and 15 stay up there. We'll add a $25 money card later. President John F. Kennedy raised a few eyebrows when he named the man he wanted as Attorney General. Brian.
Robert Kennedy.
That's right. He wanted his brother, and you've got another 5, Brian, over the $40 mark. What name is given to the horizontal beam or shelf above a fireplace? Brian?
The mantle.
Mantle is what it is. 2 in a row with the champion. Michael Caine, Julie Waters, starred in The Touching, Brian?
Educating Rita.
That's what it is. 3 in a row as Brian beats Jim with the buzzer and goes over the $50 mark. Well, Brian, maybe our audience will agree now that you should buy this.
Oh, Brian, don't you think it's time to work on that tan in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico? We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for a week stay at the Los Tulos Hotel, private club and resort, air-conditioned, gourmet restaurants, swimming pools, and lush tropical beach in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Furnished by the Los Tulos Hotel, this fabulous trip is normally priced at $1,361. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
Brian, Puerto Vallarta. Oh, it's great. I've been there. It's a wonderful place.
$16.
$16. Well, you've got a big lead. If you bought it for $16, you would still have the lead. But your lead would be $3.
Not very cushiony.
Not very cushiony. I'm not going to make it easy for you, Brian. No. I'll give you the $1,361 trip, and again, I'll give you $300 in cash. $1,661 vacation, and you still have the lead. Going once. He's going to Puerto Vallarta. Enjoy that. Enjoy the cash. And that gets Brian up somewhere in the neighborhood of $6,000 in cash and prizes. He hasn't bought a major prize yet. He's doing well. We'll be right back. Game's close. $3 lead. Brian Pizer added a trip to Puerto Vallarta to his winnings, but his lead has been cut to $3. Brian at 38, Jim at 35, Judy at 25. The subject is the Bible. What's the more familiar term for the Decalogue? Jim?
10 Commandments.
10 Commandments it is, and Jim goes into the lead by $2. Which Eastern European nation calls its capital Belgrade? Brian?
Belgium.
No. Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia, the champion, loses 5, down to 33. What's the English translation of Debussy's orchestral piece titled La Mer? Judy.
The Sea.
The Sea is what it is. Judy to $30. Yeah. And the Judy Sainer Fan Club is heard from. Very close game, $25 money card somewhere on the board. Third and final crack of the fame game. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I was born in Connemara, Ireland in 1932. I made my amateur stage debut at age 17. My professional career began with the Bristol Old Vic Company in 1955. I won an Oscar nomination for the title role of Lawrence of Arabia. Jim.
It's Peter O'Toole.
It is indeed Peter O'Toole. And Jim again has that control and the pick of the board. You could add to your lead.
Oh, let me try number 6.
And behind number 6, we have $25.
Where were those other two?
No, number 3 and the number 8.
But a big $25 money card gets added to Jim's score, and he vaults way into the lead at 65. And it is catch Jim time as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Jim, as I say, at 65. Brian in second place at 33. Judy at 30. A lot of questions. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What color was the boy in Gainsborough's famous Brian?
Blue.
Right. Name the country that has secret police called the KGB. Brian.
Russia.
Right. What area of the arts was pursued by Claude Monet and Paul Cézanne? Brian.
That's painting.
Right. Name the capital city of Nevada. Brian.
Carson City.
Right. What's the full name of the flowers often called mums? Jim.
Chrysanthemums.
Yes. Who wrote the holiday classic A Christmas Carol? Brian.
Dickens.
Right. According to the adage, what shouldn't you change in the middle of a stream? Jim.
Shouldn't change boats.
Wrong. Name the superstar of Walt Disney's first sound cartoon, Steamboat Willie. Jim.
Mickey Mouse.
Right. What kind of doctor specializes in skin diseases? Jim.
Dermatologist.
Right. Which of the Italian Renaissance artists painted The Last Supper? Brian.
Caravaggio.
Wrong. Andrew Johnson became president after the assassination, Brian.
Lincoln.
Right. And the 19th Amendment gave women what right? Brian.
Right to vote.
Right. What are you protecting from cruelty if you belong to the SP? Brian.
Cruelty to animals.
Right. What are you folding if you're practicing the ancient art of origami? Brian.
Paper.
Right. What time is up by $2? Jim, you are the new champion at Sale of the Century. Congratulations. Wow. Back to the new champion in a moment. First of all, I think the one that cost the champion, the Italian Renaissance art of The Last Supper, Da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci painted it. And you shouldn't change horses in the middle of a stream. That's the phrase. Horses, you were close.
Who rides horses in the stream?
That's why they said it, Jim. We have to say goodbye to the champion, and my goodness, has he done well. Brian, you've got yourself that bicycle built for two, metal detector, sofa, oriental rug, vacation in Puerto Vallarta, $2,373 in cash. You are over $6,000 in cash.
Thanks, it was real fun.
Congratulations, you did very well. We got to say goodbye to Judy. Judy didn't pick up anything along the way, but some lovely party gifts for you and the
Thank
cash
you.
In front of you.
Time.
Thank you. That's always nice to hear. Now, Jim Hirschfeld is the man who came out on top, and he's going to join me now. Let's go shopping, Jim. Come on. Yeah, Brian missed that painter, and that was the difference. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You picked up a lot of things up there on the board.
Oh, I get the beaver, yeah.
You got yourself $75. Most importantly, now forget about the price, because you're entitled to the first level prize. With $75, say yes, and you can have this.
See the city in style on this exciting motorcycle. Take to the road on this beautiful bike with its powerful four-cylinder engine and bag wheels. Furnished by Burbank Kawasaki. This motorcycle normally priced at $3,129. Yours on Sale of the Century for only $85.
And as I say, you've got $75, but you're entitled to that first level prize. Say yes, you can take that. A couple of shows ago, somebody liked it, they took it and left. But if you wanted to put your $75 in the bank instead, taking the risk that you can continue to win, add another $100 with a win, get to $175, you can have this great trip.
You're going to go for this hook, line, and sinker, a fishing trip to Vancouver, Canada. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a 7-day fishing fantasy, conducted by an expert guide. Included is a private waterfront home, gourmet meals, and at your disposal, an airplane, a luxury car, a motorcycle, a sailboat, and loads of salmon for the catching. This exciting adventure, normally priced at $5,000, yours on Sale of the Century for only
$175. $175, you've got $75, so you can need another $100, and you can have, I mean, that is a luxury trip.
That
with
is,
cars,
yeah.
Boats, the
I do
whole
like
thing.
Too.
Oh, that's something worth shooting for. If you have a lady in mind, you might want to shoot for this for $260.
Treat yourself to this luxurious bracelet. An 18-karat gold bangle bracelet, inset with diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jules Bayadwar of Beverly Hills. This stunning bracelet, normally priced at $6,250, yours on Sale of the Century for only $260.
Keep on winning, keep on adding money, get up to $750. We'll give you every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
Hook has jackpot of $57,000.
That is a total of $117,546 in cash and prizes that could be yours, but that's a ways away. Right now, it's take the motorbike and leave, or put your money in the bank, and the trip to Canada is the next thing up the line. Think about it for a moment, and we'll get your decision. Our young screenwriter, Jim Hurstville, has $75 now. Are you going to spend that and go scooting off to all the studios on your motorbike? Or are you going to put the money in the bank and maybe go off on a lovely fishing trip to Canada? You need another $100, and you got to continue to win. Jim, what's your decision?
Well, Jim, I think I was pretty much born to be wild, so I'm going to jump on that bike and cruise.
He's going to take the motorbike. You got yourself a motorbike. He picked up some other lovely things along the way. Jim Hurstville leaves us with $3,428 in cash and prizes. Enjoy that, Jim. Good luck with your writing career. We'll add another $1,000 in the cash jackpot, $58,000. Three new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now. Let's go take a look at your motorbike.
All prices are manufacturer-suggested retail value and are correct at the time.